those who are free don't have any work and want to escape from worldly responsibilities take to bhakti. But real worship of the Lord is through one's duty and work. Unfortunately, this conception is widespread, especially amongst Hindus. And the people who believe this are the ones who also go to temple to take darshan of the Lord, worship the Lord, or some demigod in the house, celebrate festivals, observe Ekadashi and other vrtas, and also donate money. Why then they also spend that much time? Instead, just do karma all the time. So it is a great insult to the Lord who has been giving us all his time and energy, and in return receives a reservation of this sort. In spite of this, the Lord keeps maintaining us and supplying us with our daily necessities. So one can just imagine the limitless magnanimity of the Lord and the ungrateful attitude of those people who believe this, and also advise others not to commit their time to the Lord. In that sense, Muslims are by far very grateful, since they dedicate so much of their time in offering prayers a number of times in a day, commit to their practices for the whole life, and are also proud of openly expressing their surrender to Allah in terms of external attire. Whereas Hindus especially try to hide their faith in God, fearing what will people think of them or make fun of them if they spend too much time in worshipping the Lord. This mentality is certainly a bodily concept too, because work does not exist in the spiritual world, and it only exists in the material world. That is why one can't attain the Lord just by offering one's work, but can only attain the Lord by executing the main limbs of bhakti, which is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, etc. These are the real activities of the soul and the source of pleasure. No external things can give us pleasure unless the soul is satisfied. Imagine a situation where you hear the death of a very near and dear ones, and at the same time someone offers you your most favorite dish of food. Forget about digesting. Will you be able to even eat it? You will just ignore and run to see your beloved, right? In fact, even if someone offers you 1+6, a latest laptop, you will ignore it. You will forget counting after 6. People watch television, movies, spend so much time on WhatsApp, social media and networks. So it is not that people utilize every second of their time in work, but rather spend a lot of time in rejuvenation and entertainment. However, please note a very important point, that this entertainment and other similar stuff is a recent creation and did not exist hundreds of years back. Have you ever thought how then people used to rejuvenate? It was by hearing stories and narrations of scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, Ramayana, etc. And most interestingly, the effect of executing any spiritual activity is transcendental. That means even if we execute the same spiritual activities repeatedly throughout our life, we still do not get bored, but in fact the happiness and greed to execute it more and more increases. Whereas if we execute the same material activities repeatedly, we get bored soon and would like to try something else. That is why only spiritual activities can make us permanently happy and satisfied, compared to material happiness which is flickering and temporary. Once we experience that spiritual happiness throughout our lives, then we can face any situations of life with a smile. And this can only come from spending time with the Lord through chanting, hearing and other process. The process of connecting with God is gradually develop love for Him, and the only way to awaken love for Him is through Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, etc. Entire life we train ourselves to achieve that love, so that at the time of death we can remember Him and go back to Him. Otherwise we have to come to this world repeatedly and undergo suffering. When you love someone, do you just work for them? Don't you offer them the fruits of your work, that is wealth? Even if you offer them wealth, but if you don't spend time with them, then what would be the result of that act? Certainly breakdown of relationships. So love includes both time and offering of activity. And love does not mean we say to our beloved that I will only remember you 2 hours in a day and the rest of the time forget you. That would be hypocritical. True love means there is no limit to express one's love. That is why thinking, remembering and offering all one's activities to the Lord is recommended as the highest form of worship in the Bhagavad Gita. Just because initially people can't commit enough time to remember God, it is advised to practice remembering Him for a few hours in a day, every day, through the process of chanting and hearing. If people believe they waste time, why waste time in chanting, hearing, about the Lord, then that is certainly offensive to the Lord. In fact, that is the only activity by which one can connect to the Lord, because these activities are connected to the soul. And remember, we are not the body but the soul. That is why all the scriptures very strongly recommend and repeatedly emphasize the process of chanting and hearing. People think that it is just about performing karma and executing one's duty, but this is certainly not the complete understanding. Krishna never says only do your duty, but he also speaks about offering its result or phal to him. Moreover, offering a phal in itself will not lead one to awaken one's love for the Lord. It must be accompanied by giving time to the Lord. That's why Arjuna was instructed not just to fight, but also to remember the Lord at the same time. As explained earlier, love includes time and offering of activity to the beloved. Nowhere in the Bhagavad Gita or any scripture it is mentioned that one must give up one's work, but rather it recommends that one connect that work by its result by offering to the Lord. Many devotees of the Lord are opulent and they work hard to donate their wealth and time to serve the Lord. They not only donate their wealth but also spend good amount of time with the Lord through the process of chanting, hearing, etc. In fact, the scriptures go to the extent of saying that even if one is unable to perform one's occupational duty in this world and only cultivates love for the Lord through the process of hearing and chanting his glories, then one's position is still safe and secured in this world and next life, in this life and next life. However, what benefit one gets even if one performs one's duty perfectly but disregards the main limbs of bhakti, that is hearing and chanting. Note that many people also believe that time for God is supposed to be reserved after we become old or retire from worldly duties or before we die. By believing this, they assume they will be able to concentrate on God and will develop interest in the topics of God at the last moment when they get old. But it is always observed that such people always continue their past habits like watching television, gossiping and other activities, material activities, and do not develop any interest in the topics of God in spite of their age. It is rightly said that habits creates one character and one's character creates one's destiny. In the scripture it is stated that at the time of death, what we do in our entire life appears to us like a flesh. Moreover, death can come at any time and it is not even necessary that one might get old. Does it mean that one will never connect with God? God takes care of us like his own children. How many of us would tell our parents that we will only spend time with you when we don't have any work or when we become old? Probably none of us. Then why do this with the Supreme Lord, who not only maintains us, maintains you, but also your parents and all those connected with you? Who would ever want to ignore the greatest benefactor, but rather one would like to spend most of the time with him? Thank you.